The Seductive Language Black Book, Module 1, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Welcome to the Seductive Language Black Book. You're going to learn a lot of information here, so let's get started. First of all, an introduction. What is seduction? Well, seduction is a persuasion method used by an influencer in situations in which the subject wouldn't normally agree or say yes due to imagined or actual constraints. The art of seduction has been present in recorded human history for centuries and is considered one of the most powerful tools of the covert influencer. Seduction has many uses, but its most common application is attracting men and women for physical intimacy. Historical figures such as Cleopatra and even Napoleon Bonaparte are known for being great seducers. Apart from the fact that these individuals can physically attract anyone they fancy, they are also known for having an inexplicable and irresistible aura that people cannot turn away from. This book deviates from the norm of tackling seduction geared towards physical attraction and intimacy for the simple reason that the art itself can be expanded to accomplish so much more than just magnetizing another person for the purpose of sexual enjoyment. Seduction is much bigger and more powerful than we've ever imagined. Why? Because for the first time in history, you're going to witness the birth of a new kind of seduction. Seduction based on the unstoppable concepts taken from various disciplines, such as hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, and influence persuasion. The work you are reading now is the result of expert melding of three aforementioned fields. These fields all focus on communication, and that's precisely what the budding seducer needs to master. Without a firm grip on communication, and later on the psychology of persuasion, a person won't get far in the game of seduction. Let's take it one step further. Instead of just talking about the nature of seduction, we're going to explore the language of seduction, and when and how to apply specific language patterns. Yes, even seduction follows a definite logic that you can study and master for yourself. However, this book is by no means limited to language patterns or linguistic devices. Seductive language forms the core of the effort, but without the right mindset and plan of action, successful seduction won't take place. That's why we're also going to discuss at length how to think, analyze, plan, and act like an intelligent seducer. So, learn the language component first, and then apply it using broad seduction techniques that will come with it. But before that, let me ask you, how naturally seductive are you right now? Applied seduction would be much more powerful if the person is able to combine seductive language with an equally seductive character. While it's true that some people are born with the natural talent to seduce others, there's nothing stopping you from developing a unique seductive personality yourself. All you need are the well-guarded secrets of the experts. Here they are. 1. Engage the senses. The seducer's physical appearance shouldn't be removed from the equation. After all, the impressions have a huge impact on how your subject would view you from day one. The human brain only needs a minute or less to make long-lasting judgments of someone, even if the person has no prior knowledge of that person's history. Obviously, we can't walk around with a hand-painted list of all our best traits and achievements. Your subject has to sense that in you through the way you carry and project yourself to people around you. So what's the secret? Some call it the X factor. In show business, they call it gold dust or stardust. I call it feral confidence. Here's how you get feral confidence. Visualize how you would like to be seen by others. Check out your current resources or your current look. Modify your physical appearance at the same time. Adjust how you feel about yourself. This is an important step. If you don't believe that you're making headway in changing how you look, you will send subconscious signals to your subject that you're not very confident about yourself. Crystallize your idea of a new self by getting a new hairstyle or by updating your wardrobe. Finally, enjoy the changes that you've made and bathe in your newly crafted identity. Believe in it 110%, and you will naturally get the results that you want. Remember, you are in charge of how you look and how you are perceived all the time. No one can change that for you. Also, no other person can make you less confident of yourself, even in the most pressured or stressful of situations. 2. Be challenging. Everyone loves a good challenge. If you want your subject to remain engaged and fascinated with you, don't wear your heart on your sleeve. Keep your subject guessing, and when they think that they have you all figured out, throw a monkey wrench in their assumptions about you. The idea behind this trait is simple. Individuals are more likely to remain engaged with you if you appear to be a puzzle that needs to be solved. This has something to do with human motivation, or how humans gain pleasure from engaging in different activities. For the longest time, psychologists believed that material reward was the biggest motivator in the world, and thus business focused mainly on rewarding their employees with higher salaries, bonuses, etc. What many people didn't realize is that there's a form of motivation that can be much more powerful than material rewards, intrinsic motivation. A person becomes intrinsically motivated when they're faced with anything that resembles a puzzle. Puzzles challenge us to think creatively so we can come up with solutions. Puzzle also needs to be understood first before a person can come up with a solution for it. If we apply these concepts to seduction, it's easy to see why you have to keep your subject guessing to a certain degree, so that they will gain secret pleasure from trying to figure out what you're really about. You can accomplish this by consistently asking questions while skirting some questions aimed at you. The purpose of asking questions is to become more familiar with your subject, while at the same time withholding a bit of information about yourself. Take note that you should never purposely deceive your subject just so you can make it appear that you are mysterious. There's a big difference between an enigma and a deceiver. An enigma is mysterious. A deceiver is just plain bad for anyone. 3. Everything is secretly on your terms. The father of seduction is influence, or the art of establishing harmony and agreement with others through strategic communication. One of the pillars of influence and or persuasion is natural leadership. If you want to seduce someone quickly, no matter what your main intention may be, you have to show this person that you are a natural leader, that you are their natural leader. At the same exact moment that you connect with another person, you have a small window of opportunity to drive the stake into the ground, to solidify your role as the subject's natural leader. You can accomplish this by using authoritative body language and by showing your familiarity of your subject. Familiarity disables defenses because you will be able to project to your subject that you are birds of a feather. If you're not familiar with your subject, don't let that stop you. You can use active listening techniques to gain valuable feedback from your subject. Use the information that you gain from them to establish familiarity over the territory. If you play your cards right, you can make it appear that you know so much more about your subject, while in reality, you're simply making use of new information that you're receiving during the interaction. These are just some of the main traits that you will be able to develop as we proceed with our special course on seduction strategies and seductive language. Suffice it to say that when you begin applying the seduction techniques and language patterns outlined in this volume, you will begin experiencing essential changes in your personality, also in your language in use, and how you view people and the world in general. Seductive language exposed. The logic of seduction is as complex and multifaceted as the entirety of influence itself. And to say that there is one big secret that will transform a person into a master of seduction instantly is completely false. If you want to gain mastery of seduction, you have to work your way up from the essentials and all the way to the advanced techniques and patterns. You have to be knowledgeable of the language and the mindset of the master seducer influencer. So it's time to dive in. Now I'd like you to join me in the next module. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.